let's move on. And by way of introducing my next piece, I just want to say to you before we start into it that a lot of you are going to be very cynical about this and you're going to throw your eyes to heaven, every pun intended, and you're going to think it's maybe silly or nonsense or whatever. But I would ask you to just park the cynicism for a minute or two, because my next guest has a very strong belief in angels. She believes they're all around us. She also believes we all have our own specific guardian angel. And she says all we have to do if we want to get help from our angels is to ask. She believes so strongly in this that she has written two books on the subject. The most recent one was launched here in Tralee just before Christmas. Now, I spoke to her earlier. Her name is Susan Brown. She's been living in Ballyduff for many, many years, originally from the UK, but living in Ballyduff. And I spoke to her earlier and I began by asking her to tell me a little bit about her belief in angels and why she wrote this book.
And it's really about, it's inspired by my work as a life coach. Powerful questions are something that helps us to get out of a bind. If we've got a challenge in our life, we're struggling with something. Sometimes our questions can bring us round in a loop. Say, if I was having an issue and I said to myself, why does this always happen to me? Or, you know, we can send ourselves in a negative spiral, whereas a powerful question helps us to raise our question up to our higher mind. So Ask Your Angel Guides is inspired by that, but it's also bringing in the angels. So when you bring in the angels, you have to give them permission to come in because they don't have free will like us.
What are angels in your definition?
Yeah, so angels are, they're called the messengers of God or of Source. So they're like assistants. And they're these beautiful, benevolent beings that are just willing to help us with everything and anything in our life.
Mm-hmm. And have you always sort of had this sort of attachment to angels or belief in angels?
When I was small, my mum taught me about Archangel Michael, and she had this lovely thing where she would say, when I was going to bed, she said, imagine Archangel Michael is placing this lovely deep blue blanket of light over you. And then for many years, I didn't really think about angels, but I had a spiritual awakening sort of mid to late 20s, where I suddenly began to be fascinated by angels. And I believe that I was receiving guidance and messages from the angels at that point.
And how would you know if you were receiving a message? Is it like a voice in your head or a feeling around you or what?
Yeah, that's a good question. So it can be different for everybody. So for me, it was like what we call claircognizance. So it was like information coming into my mind. And at first I thought, this is just my own thoughts. But there was too many synchronicities and it was a very high frequency experience. So very, very uplifting. And I was receiving guidance for things. And then I would discover that everything all suddenly made sense, you know, kind of what was coming in.
Mm-hmm. And so you've kind of felt the presence of angels in your life for a long time. And do you think, what do they do? Do they guide you? Do they give you advice? What is it?
Absolutely. So the angels are willing to help us with anything at all. And I feel that when I started to connect with the angels like that, I suppose maybe part of my assignment in my life is to spread the message that everybody can connect with angels. It's not just certain people that can connect with the angels. Everybody and anybody can. And I suppose the most well-known angels, and people might smile at this, is the parking angels. You know, if you're around driving today and you need to get a parking space, just say in your mind, angels, please help me to find the perfect parking space. And it works, you know, and that's a small example. And the reason why the angels will help us with big things as well as small things is because they want us all to live our best life, not to have an easy life, because we didn't come here for an easy ride. We came here for the learning and the challenges, but the angels like to pave the way for us so that we get the lessons, we learn the lessons and we can move on.
Mm-hmm. I know that, you know, obviously I was raised as Catholic, like a lot of Irish people were, and we were always raised, or we were always taught, and I'm thinking back to primary school, though each of us had a guardian angel. And do you believe that as well?
No, absolutely. Everybody has a guardian angel. My understanding is that everybody has a guardian angel, no matter what religion or faith or country they're from, whether they ever tap into that angel or work with them or not. So I absolutely believe that too.
So the angels, they're not people that were here on Earth as humans and have passed on. They're not like souls that, they're something different from that.
That's right. The angels have never incarnated as humans. And often people will say, oh, they have a loved one that's passed over and they believe that they're their guardian angel now. But that's not quite the case. But quite often a loved one may have passed over and they may step in for that person as a spirit guide. And because they're held by the angels and they've received healing from the healing angels, they feel very angelic. So people can often experience that where they feel that a very dear loved one who's passed over is with them like an angel.
Now, aside from the parking angels that you mentioned, and I know a lot of people who believe in the parking angels, can you give me another example of when you've called on your angels to help you in a particular situation and they've come good for you?
Yeah, absolutely. One memory is coming to mind. There's so many. I could go on for hours. But one thing I'm remembering specifically is when my youngest was a baby and I was dropping the kids off at the childminders. And it was that time when we had that really bad ice in late 2009 and the car slid and crashed into the gate. And I damaged the front of my car. Now, I was fine and there was nobody hurt, but it was I was panicking, you know, and I was ringing the insurance and I straight away I said, angels, please help me to sort all this out. And I remember the insurance company saying that I could get a replacement car, but it'd be a small little car. And I said, I've got three children and a new baby. And is there any chance I could have, you know, a slightly bigger car? Anyway, they said, no, you're not covered for that. So I said, fine, just take what you can get. So I went in to get the car and it was a bigger car. So it was easy to, you know, five-door car. And under the handbrake was this white feather. And it was a hire car. It had just been cleaned. There was no explanation as to why there was this white feather there. But they can help us with anything at all. Like if somebody's having anxiety around exams, you know, you can call in the angels or any situation in your life. And the book shows you how to turn that into a question. So you ask the questions, angels, what's something I could do to support myself with this situation? And so straight away, your own mind starts reaching for the solution. But also you've opened the door to the angels stepping in as well. And that might come straight away as a thought into your mind. And what the angels guided me to do when I was writing the book was to get a special notebook and start writing down my questions. So, dear angels, how do I help myself with this? And then just start writing down the answers, whatever thoughts flowed into my mind. So that works really well as well. But you can also do it in your head or out loud.
And when you talk about this, Susan, do you get people, like we're very cynical in 21st century Ireland. Do a lot of people think it's all nonsense?
I'm sure they do. And like, I absolutely feel it, you know, like I used to be very sceptical myself. Like I remember about a year before I had what I would call that spiritual awakening, a friend loaned me a book about angels. And I know this book now and I think it's an amazing book. But at that time, I read about one chapter and I had to give it back to her. I said, this just sounds like wishful thinking. I mean, it sounds amazing, but how can it possibly be true? You know, I wasn't ready to accept it myself, and I can be one of those cynical people as well in the room. So I totally get it, and I'm totally used to that response as well. So, yeah.
So talk to me a little bit more about the book and what is a book? Is the book sort of a guide to people to make the most of their own angels?
My passion in life, I suppose one of my big passions in life, is helping people to feel better about themselves and better about life and to live the life that they came here to do. So the book's aim is to do that. It's being called a vibrational elevator. People open it up and they get, you know, guidance and they feel uplifted. You know, it lifts their mood. So it's to teach people, whether they're brand new to angels or whether they're more experienced, in this technique of putting questions to the angels. So it will help anybody who has no experience with angels understand about the angels and learn to connect with them. And also people who are already on this journey and already used to working with their angels are kind of feeding back to me that they leave it on the nightstand and they use it for guidance to help give them a lift and give them, you know, ways forward with different situations. The book covers lots of different topics that we come upon in daily life.
And are there sort of stories in the book of examples of how angels have helped people and have helped you?
Absolutely. There's lots of stories of different examples of things that have happened for clients or people that have shared stories with me and my own personal experiences as well. And what I do in the book is I've put in my own questions that I've asked the angels for loads of different situations and the channelings that I received, the messages from the angels. But it's really encouraging the reader to do the work themselves as well and to ask those questions and start connecting with the angels.
Quite a few books have been written about angels, haven't they?
That's right. There seems to be a lot of interest. You know, people are becoming more and more open to connecting with the angels and working with them.
Very good. Well, listen, before we finish, I suppose there's probably people listening to us this afternoon, Susan, who might have something going on in their lives and they need a little bit of help. So would you know, whatever problem they have, however big or small, would you talk them through how they might get the angels to intervene to help them?
First and foremost, and this popped into my mind as I was coming in today, was to ask Archangel Michael to step in. And lots of people that work with the angels are familiar with Archangel Michael because he's got this beautiful protective energy. And if you're in a situation where you find things harsh or difficult, you can ask Archangel Michael, please guide me here. Or if you feel unsafe in any way, just in your head, just say, Archangel Michael, please come to me now. So that's a really straightforward one. And usually people feel an instant shift. But to do with asking questions of the angels, think of something that you'd like to achieve this year, for example, a goal maybe that you have, and in your mind or write down on a piece of paper, angels, what's one thing I need to help myself with this today? Or what's one step I could take towards this? So just putting that question out there and then just be open to the signs or the guidance that comes in, because it's different for everybody.
So it could be a voice in your own head that comes up with the solution.
Absolutely, yeah. It could be like a voice in your own head, like your own thoughts. And, you know, in the beginning, I used to think, well, this is like my own thoughts. But then there was too many signs, you know, and synchronicities.
Super, that's great. Listen, great pleasure to have you on the show, Susan.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
so much as well. Thanks a million.
And the very best of luck to Susan with her book. And I believe she launched it in December in Horn's Health Store in Manor West in the shopping centre. And that book is proving very successful. You should be able to get it in most bookstores. So the best of luck to Susan with that.